Today, I will be showing you how to make this Hello Kitty pencil topper, and you'll need about 70 single rubber bands. So let's get started. First, let's make the gripper part of your pencil topper, and I'm using 10 single rubber bands, and you can use more if you want it longer. This is about half an inch. So to create it, take a single rubber band. I'm taking red and putting it from my first peg to my second peg. We'll do it right down here. Right there, we're pulling the outside all the way across, like that, to connect it to a third peg, and pull the other side to a fourth peg. So now that single rubber band covers four single pegs. Push it down. Take your next color, mine is red again, and we are going to loop it, creating a diamond shape on your loom, like that, covering the four pegs. Push that down. Take your next color, mine will be pink. So now you have three rubber bands on there. Go in, grab the very bottom rubber band, looping it over each peg. So go and grab the single bottom rubber band and loop it up and onto over the peg. Now you have two single rubber bands. Grab the next one. Again, pull it and cover it, creating the diamond and pulling the bottom single right over each peg. And just continue that pattern. My last one, I'm using white to kind of create her neck for my Hello Kitty. And the pink I'm using kind of like I'm creating a dress for my pencil topper for my Hello Kitty. So that was my last white rubber band. Now you should have two left on there, and you're going to pull the bottom rubber band right over each peg. You have now just a single white, or the last rubber band, and just pull it right onto a peg, pulling all the single right onto a peg, and that's ready to add onto your head. Let's make our bow, taking a single, twist, double, and I'm coming diagonally from the center to the side peg, whichever side you want is fine, single, twist, double. And coming diagonally on the other side, single, twist, double, coming up once on the other side, and now we're closing it off from the side to the center, and repeat on the other side. So that's one side of my bow. I'm doing the other one, and you should need a total of 15 rubber bands to make the bow. Single, double, coming diagonally from my second bow, single, double, coming down on both sides, and closing up my bow like that. And now we're going to cap the center peg of my bow. And we're looping it a total of four times on this peg and then on this peg. We're not looping the center, very center of our bow. So the two side center of our bow, we're looping it with a single rubber band four times. Now go in the cap, under the cap band, grab the top two and looping it up and onto itself. Go back in under the cap band, grab the last bottom singles, and looping it onto itself. And now you can work on either side. Reach in, grab the bottom two bands, and looping it up to the center. Repeat on the other side. You can't see it, move it out of the way. Grab the bottom two bands, Make sure you see triangles and looping it to the center. We're looping our bow right to the center. Repeat on this side, we're going under the cat band. Grab the top two bands and looping it onto itself. Go back in, grab the next two. And now we're looping backwards to this center. Reach in the peg, side peg. Grab the bottom two, loop it down, and loop it to the center. Repeat on the other side. Our bow is done. Taking a single rubber band, I'm taking red, go in the center peg, grab it, and create our slip knot. Tie it off. Let's take our bow off the loom. There's our bow. Pull it out a little. And with the slip knot rubber band, we're going to loop it three times around the center of our bow, like that. And then on the side of our bow, we're going to pull it out so it's squared for both sides. So there's our little bow. Put it aside. And now let's make Hello Kitty's face. Taking two single rubber band, we're coming from the center, down one. Two more, coming diagonally on both sides. Push it down. And we'll come down with two single rubber bands twice on the face. And repeat on the other side. Like that. And now let's close it off. Taking two single rubber bands coming to the center. So the side third to the center fourth, coming diagonally and pushing those bands down. Taking two, coming down the center of the face and closing it off. Now let's make the extension for our face. Taking two single rubber band, because her face is kind of a little bigger. Don't connect it, just taking two single bands, coming from the first to the second to the third. Now taking a single and loop it once. We'll have to do this two times. Go under the cat band, grab the bottom two bands, and looping up and onto itself like that. And we are going to attach it from the first and the third to the first and the third on the loom. Push it down. So taking one side with your hand and one side with your hook. So the first and the third, we'll put the third on the third, and the first on the first on our loom. Let's do the same on the other side, taking two single rubber band, coming down twice, taking a single, loop it once, go under the cat band, grab the bottom two bands, and loop up and onto itself. Once again, we're attaching it the first and the third to the first and the third on our face. So taking one side on our finger, the other side on our hook, and attaching it the third to the third and the first to the first. And we do not want to attach anything on the second peg for both sides. It should be just resting against those two pegs. Let's do the eyes, and we can do it on the loom, or you can do it on the hook, it's up to you. I'll show you how to do it on the loom. Taking one single rubber band, putting it from the first to the second peg, taking a single black, and looping it four times on the end peg. Repeat with the other. Black, two, three, four. Go under all those black bands. Grab the bottom single, and this is very tight. Loop it onto itself and release the tension. Now go in, pull all those blacks onto the white like that. There are your eyes. Let's loop it on the second peg to the second peg on your loom, like that, and go ahead and split them out so that way it's defined. Let's do the ears, taking two single rubber band, and we'll come down once, taking two more, we'll come down the next one. We have two ears, taking a single and looping it or capping it off four times for the tip. Do it for the second ear, like that. Go under the cap band, grab the bottom two bands, repeat on the other side. Take the cap off the loom. Now get the ears onto your hook and attaching it to the ear peg, the first side peg, on both sides. We can take a holding rubber band and we'll put it around the eyes. Now, let's take our topper gripper off the loom, and we are going to attach it onto this end peg here where the chin peg is, the fourth peg in the center. And if you don't want to add a topper, you can just cap that off four times. So stretch it out and getting all the bands onto this peg, pull it down. Now we're ready to loop up. Go under all those bands that we just attached. Grab the top two. It should go up to the center and loop it up and onto itself. Go back in, grab the next two and loop it onto itself. That's what you should have. Go on the side peg. I'm working on my right side, grabbing the bottom two. And always pull everything back except the bottom two and looping up and onto itself. Now we're here. We want to add a bow. You can add it on the right or on the left. I'm doing it on the right. So I'm take my bow, put my hook through the red bands that we looped. Get it on my hook like that. Go under the ear in the ear peg. Grab the bottom two bands and pull it very carefully out, slide our bow onto those two bands and looping it onto the center peg. So our bow's on. Let's work on the left side, go up. Now let's do the center of the face, and we need to add the little nose. And here I looped it three times, and you can do it four times if you want, but I'm going to try to do it twice. So I'm taking the yellow and looping it just once like that, and we can always pull it back when we finish to tuck in to make it tighter. So I'm just looping it once and it's creating two loops like that. Now pull rubber bands off of your loom, the second peg, and pulling those bands onto that rubber band we just pulled up, and then loop it up onto the second peg. And continue with the last one, looping it up and onto the forehead. Now taking a single rubber band to create your slip knot. And tie it off. Let's take our little Hello Kitty topper charm off the loom. There's our Hello Kitty pencil topper charm. Again, push the eyes out, pull out the ears. You can tuck in the charm string if it's not a charm if it's a pencil topper. And for the nose, we can go in behind. It's very loose, so go in behind, grab the two yellow and pull it back so it's tighter for our nose. And to add it to our pencil, take your pencil and open up the bottom. And you can switch it if you want, your pencils. It comes on and off pretty easily. So push the eraser side of your pencil up into the center. To create the topper for your pencil. This is your Hello Kitty pencil topper, and you can push the back of the eraser through so that way you can expose the eraser or pull it back in and just leave your topper on like that. I hope you like her. Thanks for watching.